tourism is Oklahoma's third largest industry behind energy and agriculture, and state parks are a big reason why. But the number of parks is dwindling after years of budget cuts at the Department of Tourism. And as State Impacts, Logan Layden reports for KGOU, more cuts are on the way.
Hello. Dripping Springs State Park won't be a state park much longer.
Which we dread it, because we camp out here a lot.
Decades ago, the city of Okmulgee ran it. On April 1st, Dripping Springs becomes a city park once again. Gary Van Arsdale and fishing buddy Danny Caldwell wrap up a day on the park's trophy bass lake and scoff at the idea.
State takes good care of it, keeps bathrooms clean, toilet paper and all that, and the city never did do a very good job.
Travel about 3 miles north on a biker-dotted, spiraling road to Okmulgee State Park, and the story is the same. That park will also be turned over to the city. Tom and Misty Lyle and their daughter are park regulars.
Yeah, we ride our motorcycles out here and bring her out here to get rid of some energy.
So have you heard of this, that this park might not be a state park anymore?
I haven't heard of that. No, I didn't know about it.
Right away, Tom wonders how the city can afford the park and whether he'll soon have to pay for what he currently does for free.
I was in South Carolina about 15 years ago. I was stationed at Fort Jackson, and one of the nice parks that they had in the area, you had to pay to get into. And being from Oklahoma, I was not used to that. So I'm wondering how they're going to do that. Are they going to start charging people to come out to the park now?
Okmulgee City Manager Roger Ballinger says no, entry fees aren't on the table for now.
We don't want to make it burdensome on our local people who go out to the lake for the day with their kids to swim, and they don't even take a boat. They go spend the day.
But Ballinger says some new fees might be needed to make sure the parks stay nice and to help the city come close to breaking even.
You know, if they go to number 9 landing down at Eufaula Lake, they got to pay $5 to even get in the place per carload. We wouldn't do that. Now, we might, if we had to, try to use some kind of a day use fee. But I think the ramp fee for boats may be enough to get us where we need to go.
Ballinger says many factors led to the transfer of the parks to Okmulgee. The city owns the land, and the state's lease was up, just as the state tourism department is desperately looking to save money amid a budget crisis. But he thinks the agency is too quick to cut small rural parks like it did in 2011 and 2014.
Tourism, under the current administration, has kind of shied away from smaller parks.
It's a complaint I hear from Democratic lawmakers in eastern Oklahoma, too. In the past, the tourism department has acknowledged it wants to treat state parks more like a business. But tourism spokesperson Leslie Blair says the agency isn't glad to be losing its parks. She says the department is working with a budget that's been cut by more than half since 2009.
We think the state parks are a very important part of the Tourism and Recreation Department, and realize that they're economic engines for communities where they're located. So we are big supporters of the state parks. We just wish, you know, in a perfect world, we'd have more money to be able to spend and invest in these parks. But we're making do with what we have.
Back at what is for now still Dripping Springs State Park, Danny Caldwell says he'll keep fishing here no matter what and hopes he can still bring his family.
What concerns me is we've all got grandkids and little kids, and since the state's been out here, the rangers come through here regularly and there's never any trouble. It's low-key, it's quiet. I just hope the city has the capability to do the same. If not, they'll lose the family atmosphere. When you lose the family atmosphere, you know what happens next.
Leslie Blair says it's too soon to know exactly how budget cuts this coming fiscal year will affect the tourism department, or if more state parks will have to go. For State Impact, I'm Logan Layden.
And Logan Layden and Joe Wirtz will continue to report on how the budget crisis affects Oklahoma's natural resources. You can follow them on Twitter at Logan Layden and at Joe Wirtz, respectively. State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations across Oklahoma. You can follow them on Facebook and Twitter at State Impact OK. And we have all of these past stories and a link to the reporting project on our website, kgou.org. And you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter at KGOU News.